It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So many to choose from as we get into a new month, a new weekend, and the weekend before the election. A lot of people were just talking about the weather yesterday, the fact that it was so warm and set a record hitting 80 degrees for the date, for a Halloween. In the meantime, because of a Halloween parade in Mount Pleasant, it's actually got the attention, and you know how things go on social media, posted around the country.
Not only that, it also has the attention of the NAACP Pittsburgh branch, Dayton Davis, releasing a statement about this parade float last night that showed a person who would look like Vice President Harris walking behind a vehicle in chains, apparently under the arrest of officials of some kind.
And they had Secret Service-like people dressed up with a
toy rifle on the roof.
Rifle mounted on the roof, and this was in a children's Halloween parade.
Completely inappropriate. Anyway, Mr. Davis in his statement said, and I haven't had a chance to pass this part along yet, Larry, this appalling portrayal goes beyond the realm of Halloween satire or free expression. It's a harmful symbol that evokes a painful history of violence, oppression, and racism that black and brown communities have long endured in America. So when you get a statement from the NAACP, and this is, you know, I'm coming at this from just a strictly journalistic point of view, but when you get that, it's usually pretty newsworthy, and it's something that has to be talked about. I don't like leading newscasts with stories like this, but, you know, now that, the impact that it's having on social media alone makes it news.
And then you don't even want to read the comments.
No.
It just takes you down.
No.
Brings out
the worst in people.
Rabbit hole of, ignorance.
Now, the volunteer fire department, Larry, in Mount Pleasant organizes the parade. They say that they basically what they do is they just provide, they provide this like the traffic control and safety for the parade. They don't elaborate much on, you know, the planning and what, if they're reviewing the floats, but they did apologize. And the mayor responded to that last night in this comment.
Taken applications in the past. They've never vetted anyone who wanted to come to the parade.
So she wants them to change that.
Well,
when you think about it, a volunteer fire department, a children's parade, this kind of thing is not what you would imagine happening, but it did.
And I don't think it will again, at least in Mount Pleasant.
No, hopefully.
All right.
Never again.
And speaking of politics, it looks like you talk about, and Marty Griffin just sent me, you know, Pittsburgh is now the center of the political universe.
That's exactly right. I mean, on Monday, we are going to be in the hottest, brightest spotlight politically in the United States.
So we're going to have apparently both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump in Pittsburgh Monday.
Now, they're saying it's a rallying concert for Vice President Harris at Point State Park on Monday afternoon into the evening hours, and they're using the word there'll be a performance from a quote-unquote special guest.
And do you remember when Joe Biden 4 years ago came to Pittsburgh and his special guest was Lady Gaga?
Right. It was no small deal. And so now we have the Trump campaign. Reportedly, we haven't confirmed this ourselves yet, but reportedly the Trump campaign will also do a rally downtown at the arena on Monday as well. Now, whether that's going to be afternoon or evening, we don't know yet. Even if that we don't know that it's nailed down, but it sounds to me like an almost certain thing.
The point is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, are the center of the political universe this round especially.
That is not an overstatement.
No, it is. So my hope is whatever happens on Tuesday is whatever promises were made by the politicians to get them to where they are, they keep their promises to this region in particular.
Oh, that would be nice. And you know something else I'd really like to hear from either of them, or both, after the election is decided, is the acceptance of the results and encouraging people to move on.
And try to find cohesive ways to work live together.
You know, we are on opposite sides of so many things, but we're all Americans, and we can be decent and civil to one another.
That said, last night at PPG Paints Arena, the captain, Sidney Crosby, scored both goals for the Pens, including the overtime winner, and they broke a six-game losing streak.
Sid put the team on his back. He scored a goal in the third period to tie it, and then in overtime.
That kid's pretty good. No longer can we call him Sid the Kid, though.
The Pens put 40-some shots on Anaheim's goal, and their goalie was pretty good. I know Anaheim only got about 20 shots off in the game, so.
But they got the win. They needed that to stop the bleeding. We'll see where it goes. But both Pitt and Penn State try to remain unbeaten this weekend in college football. Pitt is on the road tomorrow night at 8 on the ACC Network against SMU, who is 7-1 and ranked two clicks behind them.
That's right.
So it's 18th and 20th in the college football polls.
And then you have numbers 2 and 3
going in Happy Valley at noon.
Yeah.
This is always a classic with Ohio State and Penn State. They don't like each other on the football field.
And this is the one that James Franklin gets the most criticism for winning or not winning.
Right.
Right? So it's Ohio State and Michigan. So this is a big time, but Penn State is playing extremely well, and they have a very good defense, and it's a home game. So there's a very good chance that Penn State can stay unbeaten, I think.
And by the way, an absolutely spectacular weather day at State College tomorrow for football. It'll be probably at noon, right around 59 degrees, crystal clear, sunny skies. It'll be a great backdrop for college football.
Absolutely, it will be. And the Steelers are on a bye week. I wish I knew that when I woke up and chose my shirt selection today, because I thought, oh, Steelers Friday. So I've got the...
You have Steely McBeam on you.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? There'll be a group of people that will be walking around like zombies this weekend because there's no Steeler game. They'll be like, ah! And that's what people are...
Well, it'll be a great day for watching football on TV on Saturday, that's for sure.
And don't forget tonight, Moon at Penn Hills right here.
Wow, what a match.
5A playoff football starting at 6 with the Swardop Financial pregame show, and then the game powered by Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville. Here we go. It's with you wherever you go, AUDACY, and we'll keep you posted on breaking news, weather, high school sports on Friday nights, and Daphne Turner, who's a big fan of our news editor, Pat Septak. Pat is in the newsroom now, and he's also a world-renowned accordion player whose videos went viral last Oktoberfest when he got the new Lederhosen. And yesterday we had a Odyssey Pittsburgh Halloween contest. Paul and Aaron, Daphne wants to know who won. And I must say Kelly from our star station was dressed
as... Killer.
The Macho Man, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Did you see the photos?
I did.
These are posted and you can see them.
I mean, some of the costumes were so good and the disguises, I didn't know who they were.
I did not know that was Kelly.
No, I had no idea.
She did a great job. And then I really enjoyed Jules. I think she came in second.
She came in as Chucky from the movies.
I mean, that was phenomenal. And she had the doll.
And I love our own Ben Tenuta, who does a wonderful job with our high school coverage in particular. He's now full-time with us. We snagged him out of college after he graduated. He was dressed as Pat Narduzzi, which is great. Let's see. Our
Andy, my goodness.
Andy came as Michael Myers. Yeah. So the winner, though, was Kelly, Jules as Chucky, and Abby.
Mm-hmm.
Abby was dressed as what? Freddie Mercury?
No.
No.
That was Greta. I'm blanking. I saw
Flo.
Yes, Abby was Flo.
Flo from those insurance commercials.
Which was great. I liked it.
So there you go.
Flo from Progressive, right? Yeah.
Cale Berger, very upset. He was dressed as Post Malone and got posted out.
Yeah, the tattoos on your face will probably tend to do that. Yeah. By the way, I guess that, you know, that Pat's friend would like to know what his costume was.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Daphne, Pat dressed as Charlie Brown to tug at your heartstrings. And I just got a text. Did you dress up? Yes, I was Father Lawrence, and I was shocked that I didn't win. I had a black shirt on and put the white collar in, you know, buttoned up the top, and it looked like a priest or minister,
it's a
right?
Good thing
it honestly was pretty brilliant.
It's a good thing we weren't getting a visit from the bishop like the last time you did that.
And I got hollered at. Oh, Larry. So there are your winners. And I didn't really dress up. Some people went to elaborate lengths.
Yes.
And were rewarded.
But it shows you what Halloween has become. You know,
it's like an event.
It's now that kind of a holiday for people. And we had a party here with the potluck and everything.
Yeah, I missed the potluck. I was here.
Yeah, so did I. I was still slaving over a hot keyboard.
And nowadays they pass out potluck.
Very nice.
Some of the people that dressed up looked like they may have imbibed. And then there's always the naysayers, right?
Yeah.
Like us, that, you know.
Well, I mean, just I couldn't participate.
I know, you're working in the morning. You don't want to come in at 3 in the morning.
They scheduled the event to last between 11 and noon.
Dressed like Moses or something, coming in here with a staff and rod and sandals.
Trying to part the sea of people.
Now that they put us on video with the live stream, we have to be at least semi-conscientious of dress code. So hope you guys had a nice Halloween.
Or maybe at least semi-conscious.
Coming up, we're going to go...
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Live downtown at this Mission of Mercy, they're going to talk to the chairman. It's 2 days, and I know you talked about it, Paul. This is going to be an opportunity for people.
It's a really great event.
It is. One of the greatest things we do in this region, take care of our people, no matter who you are. Or who you're going to vote for or not vote for, it doesn't matter. This is a special day, a special weekend, and we're going to go straight to downtown Pittsburgh, the David Lawrence Convention Center. Check in with the chairman of this wonderful event, Mission of Mercy Pittsburgh, Keith Young. Keith, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I know you work year-round to set this up, so... For somebody just tuning in right now, give us the lowdown.
Sure. What the Mission of Mercy Pittsburgh is what we do is we provide free dental, hearing, and eye care to the underserved folks that may not have the financial wherewithal to make that kind of treatment happen. So we provide that 2 days a year. This year it's today and tomorrow down at the Convention Center.
And Keith, Paul Rasmussen here. I was looking at numbers from last year. Hi, good morning. 1,700 people in 2 days. That's quite a clip.
It is. It's a lot of folks. And we're anticipating a similar number this year. I got here about 4:15 this morning, and we had about 150 people in line, and there's probably 350, 400 in line now. So there's a real need here in Western Pennsylvania.
There is, and you're absolutely right, Keith. And for many people, they don't feel like they can get these kinds of services, or they make choices otherwise financially and kind of put it off. But what's the process? Is it too late?
No, not at all. In fact, it is. I mean, there is a wait. When people are listening, there is a wait. But if you come down, you're going to get the care that you need if you have been putting it off. Especially when you look at dental, Larry and Paul, it's very important, because if you don't take care of your dental hygiene, that can cause heart problems, that can cause other infections that are very critical. And so you really need to make sure you're taking care of that. And then we also give away free hearing aids and eyeglasses. So if you have a hearing or eyesight problem, it's really worth coming down to make that happen.
Yeah, you beat me to it on that one, Keith, especially about hearing. For people who are dealing with some hearing difficulties, what happens when they get there?
Yeah, so we'll take care of them, make sure they get up to the hearing. They're on the third floor because we need a quiet area for that. But I'll give you one example, Paul, that last year we had a woman come in, and she went up and she had her hearing test done, and then they put the hearing aids in, and the audiologist was talking to her and said, "Can you hear me?" And she just started crying. Oh. And she turned to him and said, "I have not heard a voice in 30 years. So that's an example. This woman, there's hearing aids out there to help people, but she couldn't afford it. So she came in, and now she has a completely different life because she's able to hear.
Well, these are not inexpensive appliances for the hearing aids. Where do they come from?
Well, they are very expensive, by the way. We have a company called Starkey that actually provides them. We pay for some of them, but us at a very deep discount. So we are able to get those hearing aids to help them. We gave away 274 pairs last year.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
And now, what about eyesight, checking people's vision? Obviously, really important, and some people aren't able to or don't feel they're able to get that done on their own.
Yeah, they can't. And actually, that's the one. They come in, and again, they get they have an eye exam, and then they look. And actually, if they have other serious problems, the Vision Institute over at Mercy Hospital will schedule them for appointment for additional care. But when you get glasses here, and actually the ones that are probably the most poignant are the kids. These are kids that literally, they're 8, 9 years old, and they think blurry vision is what vision is, because they've never known it any other way. And they get a pair of glasses, and now they can say, "Oh my goodness, I can see, it's clear." They now can see the board in school, and I think that's a real detriment to folks that aren't able to have good sight as a student.
How many pairs of glasses do you have on hand to handle all the different shapes and sizes?
That's actually one of the things that I think that we do really well, is a lot of places you go and you get maybe some glasses, you have two choices of frames. We literally have 30 choices of frames because we want people to wear them. They're not going to wear ugly glasses. So what we do is we actually give them the selection, and then they pick them up at the Vision Institute at Mercy Hospital 3 weeks later.
Wow, that's fantastic. This is really, truly one of the greatest things that's done in this city year-round. Mission of Mercy, again, today and tomorrow at the David Lawrence Convention Center, mompgh.org. And Keith, give us the rundown again for the time for today and tomorrow.
Right. So we started at 6 o'clock this morning, and patients are coming in now. We've got a bunch in the waiting room already. We'll end about 4 o'clock with procedures. Now we do, if we reach capacity, which we only have so many dentists and audiologists and those folks, we'll cut it off. But we have that time, and it's the same basic times tomorrow, 6 o'clock, doors open. And then we would have, probably end about 3:30 tomorrow. Again, capacity restraints will apply.
Can't thank you enough for the great work you and your team and all of the volunteers, including the medical staff, do for our community. Thank you.
Thank you guys for helping us get the word out. We truly appreciate it. Take care.
You got it.
Oh, and one other thing real quick,
yeah.
Larry.
Oh, yeah,
there's
sure.
No income or insurance requirement of any kind.
Correct.
That is exactly right. It's all free, no eligibility requirements. You show up. you get treated, with one exception. You have to go through medical triage for dental to make sure you're able to withstand the procedure, but it's all free. Everything, so don't worry about bringing anything.
You know what? God bless you, brother.
Thank you. You guys, too. Take care. Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah. Keith Young is the chair. Mission of Mercy, mompgh.org, if you want to look into it. But yeah, it is a real tremendous opportunity.
Yeah, what you just said, Larry, that goes for me, too.
We have a pair of tickets for you to see the red one, which is supposed to be this Christmas blockbuster, $250 million budget with The Rock and a bunch of all-star cast members at AMC Waterfront Theater on November 12th. It doesn't open nationally until the 15th, but we're going to send you early. 412-922-1020. Pick a number, Mr. Rasmussen.
Let's go with 3.
Oh, Aaron, you ready? 412-922-1020. Caller number 3 will send you to the movies. By the way, the new movie with Tom Hanks and Robin Wright, reunited 30 years after Forrest Gump. Robert Zemeckis, the director, Here, that's the name of the movie, opens today. It's not a sequel to Forrest Gump, just some similarities in sense of Robin Wright and Tom Hanks being together. So,
don't be fooled.
Do not be fooled. Now, we had for many years the privilege of knowing Dr. Knowledge, who passed away last year, and somebody that we really appreciated his passion for what he did, right? He would do these little Knowledge in a Nutshell books and little time capsules, really, when you think about it.
I mean, you know, Charles was enthusiastic about life.
Charles Rice Bloom, yes,
yep.
And just a wonderful man. And I found one about daylight savings time.
Different names for daylight saving time. This is Dr. Knowledge with Knowledge in a Nutshell. In Great Britain, daylight saving time is called summertime, even though, oddly enough, it starts before summer begins and goes into and ends in autumn. In the United States, daylight saving time was once called wartime. That was during World War II, when it was used year-round. And by the way, Benjamin Franklin is the person generally credited with the idea of daylight saving time, and that was way back in the 1700s, but it was never adopted then, and it was never adopted in the U.S. or anywhere until World War I days in the 1900s. More stories in our Knowledge in a Nutshell books and our weekly Dr. Knowledge newsletter, call 1-800-NUTSHELL or go to knowledgeinanutshell.com.
I love his stuff, man. I used to love when he'd call me because he'd be fired up. He'd have a new one. He'd go, Larry, and, you know, always had something to do with what was going on now, too.
Right. Every so often, my phone would ring in the newsroom. It'd be him. And we just have a quick conversation, just wanted to say hi.
So daylight savings time does end, I guess, officially overnight. 2 a.m. is when it technically on Sunday morning. But I used to joke, and then I stopped doing it because some people took me serious. I used to say you have to set your alarm for 2 a.m., Sunday morning to turn the clock back.
Larry.
And I got out. And there was a woman very hacked off at me because she didn't want to get up early.
Do you remember working the overnight shift and then having to turn the clocks back in the station at 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
And you had to work an extra hour on the graveyard shift. That was not fun.
And the question is, do you get paid, you know, when you for
yeah,
the extra hour?
Of course.
Because now you're actually working an extra hour.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, no, you'll get that back in the spring. Well, wait a minute. What if I'm not working here in the spring?
Exactly.
I want that extra hour. I think they do factor that in, technically, anyway.
Dr. Knowledge, what a rip.
Now, there's one other thing. This comes up every year. When are we going to just eliminate this, right?
Right.
And it's been in front of Congress. They talk about it, despite the Sunshine Protection Act being unanimously approved. Now, think about this. In the United States Senate in 2022, 2 years ago, unanimous. You cannot get senators to be unanimous on anything, including amongst their own party members sometimes, right?
Right.
Let alone crossing the aisle. Unanimously, they said, let's get rid of it. That was 2 years ago.
And the House didn't do their part.
Right. So, I mean, that's stunning to me that you could get that kind of support for something and it just sits there. Mm-hmm. Therein lies.
Well, this time of the year, I know it works better for me when we fall back an hour. I get more sleep at this time of the year. There's less light when I go to bed. That's helpful as well. But if we were to do this all year round, I know I would get more sleep.
Yeah, and some people, this is very troublesome because the darkness creates a real...
Seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah, and for some people, it becomes a challenge physically and mentally. So take care of yourself and revel in that extra hour's sleep, though. Like, ruminate in it. Wake up at 2 a.m. to turn your clocks back if you don't have... Remember the old days of DVRs?
Oh, man.
Sometimes it would flash for a whole year.
Because some of them were almost impossible to program.
Right. There's some cars now. You have to go to YouTube and ask them, hey, how do I set my clock on my car?
The number of menus I have to go through to get to the clock.
All right.
Unbelievable.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.